On the line with us, the author of The Art of Computer Virus Research and Defense, Peter Zohr, who's going to tell us a little bit about it. First of all, Peter, it's amazing because with a lot of technical books and computer books, they're kind of the books you bring up and you read whenever you're looking for information on a specific task or chore. This book really is one that you can read all the way through and kind of get an understanding not only on virus writers, but why and how these viruses can impede our system. What made you decide to write something like this?
Basically, I understood during the last couple of years that there is a growing problem with computer viruses. I'm a professional. I'm doing computer virus research for 15 years now, and I understood that even the most recent security courses didn't have enough information about the subject. Reason being is that the security professionals didn't used to recognize the computer virus problem as a security problem at the first place. They thought that this was only related to unsecure operating systems, and as operating system will be more secure, computer viruses will be gone. But during the last couple of years, there was a tremendous explosion to the computer worm problems.
Right.
For example, last year we have seen over 11,000 computer worms on Windows systems. And this is a tremendous difference. So the IT security professionals nowadays understand much better that computer viruses are ultimately a security problem, and they are looking for the information, the technical information about attacks and the defense, and match the two, like what kind of attacks we see and what are the right approaches to defend against them. And this is what I try to achieve in this book. And I go to into the technical details of both the attacks and the defense.
Really, this is ultimately costing big business a lot of money.
Right. And at the same time, we also understand that the face of the attackers is changing. During the last couple of years, there was a tremendous difference because of bounties that were made by, for example, Microsoft. They offered $250,000 for the head of a virus writer, and those young guys are worried nowadays, and they don't seem to write that many things anymore. However, there are attackers, and more attackers are out there who are interested to make money with computer viruses. So basically, they write computer worms to, you know, to infect thousands of systems around the world, and then they try to sell the networks of computer worms to others who want to implement anything from DOS attacks to phishing attacks against users and other things to make more and more money out of this. So there is a professional virus writing going on right now, and I think that this is why we see much more attacks, and that's why it's so relevant today.
Now, we hear the term cyber terrorism quite a bit, too. There's also that avenue that has to be looked at.
Right. Absolutely. We are talking about this for years, and we believe that at some point, even, you know, professional organized crime will move into these attacks, and they will try to implement more and more of this, and probably the terrorist organizations will be interested about it, but I'm not the right person to comment on this, really.
Who is this book geared at?
Basically, I'm targeting a common audience, a technical audience, and the idea is to give enough details and enough interesting points to just like everybody. So this is a reference, but as well as sort of like a textbook. So you can learn about the attacks and the details. You can learn how computer viruses operate on a couple of platforms, including Windows platforms, Linux platforms, and most recently even on mobile phones. We started to deal with an emerging number of threats on smartphones, such as Symbian phones, and
right.
We see worms that jump through Bluetooth devices and so on. And even these attacks are covered in the book, and I see that not only IT security professionals are interested in the book, but people who have very little understanding about computers in general. So it looks like that it's getting into the mainstream, and probably because it covers the historical perspectives, and I go back to the late 1940s with the computer virus history, because this is really related to the work of John von Neumann, who is a Hungarian like myself, and I'm I was very glad to discover this a couple of years ago, that really in his works he already talks about self-replicating programs. Although he doesn't describe them as viruses, he's interested to set a model for biology, how data is copied and how the replication can be modeled. And through this, he arrives to the realization that a program could make copies of itself and that could actually make another copy.
So really, virus writing, that whole idea has been around since we started working with X's and O's.
Right. And the groundbreaking research was done by Dr. Frederic Cohen back in the early 80s. And since then, during the last 20 years, there were a tremendous number of attacks, 150,000 variations of malicious code is
wow.
known to us at this point. And the number is growing on a monthly basis with thousands of attacks. For example, during the last 3 months, we see more than 4,000 Win32 worms that can work and operate on Windows computers. So this is a major difference.
Now, is it related just to operating system, or do you think we're going to see more and more worms and viruses that are going to be attacking Unix-based systems or maybe even Mac OSs as well?
Absolutely, this is on the horizon, and we believe, and we published our Internet Security Threat Report, and we believe that there might be a chance that attackers will be interested about these platforms. And the idea is that the attackers are always interested to see a growing platform which is popular. So the Windows platform was the easy target because 90% of the platforms are like that. So if the attacker can guess that you are using a Windows machine, it's half the work of his analysis is done. And then he goes from there and tries to find the vulnerabilities, the common vulnerabilities, and based on this guesswork, they can have a pretty good understanding what they can, you know, do against a lot of targets.
Where do you draw the line? Where can the line be drawn as what is a virus and what is spam? That seems to be getting very close.
First of all, I would start with the replicating programs, and that's what I put into the virus category. So to me, every program that replicates itself is a virus, and I consider a computer worm a subclass of computer virus that replicates on the network. So that's the distinction between these two. And then some of the computer worms are sending themselves in email messages. They are the so-called mass mailer worms that send an email attachment to you and you get a message. And this is how it is actually getting pretty close to spam. And this is why we got interested in anti-spam products at the first place, because we understood that this kind of content filtering was especially important to prevent this kind of computer worms to arrive to target systems.
And we also see more and more spam, though, carrying payloads as well.
Right. There are a lot of exploitation based on spam. In particular, phishing attacks are getting more and more common when an attacker is sending you a link that appears to go to a particular financial organization's website, but in fact, when you click on that link, you actually go to a Chinese website, and if you are answering the questions and follow the recommendations of the attacker, then you might give away your social security number, account information, and all that, and then they can pull money from your account. And there are thousands and thousands of such attacks around the world, and I'm very happy that recently major banks in the United States started to educate their clients about this kind of attacks and what they should look for, how they shouldn't respond to all sort of appealing messages that tell you that your account will be closed unless you tell your account number and social security number, but right now.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, and it looks so realistic.
Right, and according to statistics, 5% of the people respond to these kind of messages positively, so the attacker will have the information from them. So this is the scary part, and I think that's why education matters in this space, beside technology.
I know the book is put out by Symantec Press, and of course, you're a security architect for Symantec Security Response. I think the SARC Center does a great job. Is there a lot of communication, though, between the different virus protection companies that are out there currently on the market?
Right. There are major communications going on. I'm in the CARO, which is the Computer Antivirus Researchers Organization. This is a small group of researchers which got together 15 years ago or 12 years ago, and most of us are in the industry for at least a decade at major companies like Network Associates and others, and we are discussing computer virus and security issues on a daily basis. We exchange information about the attacks. We exchange the relevant code as well, so we can give enough details and protection about all of these attacks. And we are also preparing for new threats, so we are going ahead. We are always researching like 2-3 years ahead down the road and see where the attacks are going. So at the time when the attacks arrive to a new platform, we have the efficient solutions. And right. We discuss this to some extent. Of course, there are competition, but we understand that without the communication of this kind, we cannot give good enough protection for the community.
Well, we tell our listeners all the time, make sure you have your virus definitions updated, that you have a virus program, and also a firewall, because a lot of these viruses can get in your system if you don't have that protection, and they can actually shut down any firewall you do have.
Right, and as a matter of fact, there is a growing concern also, because even if you have a personal firewall, there might be a vulnerability in the personal firewall itself. For example, the VTVORM was among those that exploited the firewall, personal firewall feature of one particular product, and through this, it could damage the data of the users. So it goes beyond that. It also goes for, you know, to the areas where you need to back up your system and keep the integrity of your data current. Otherwise, you might lose the data even in such a circumstance when you have security protection.
Do you see viruses reducing in numbers as we continue with technology, or do you see that number growing?
I see that number growing all the time. So it's an exponential problem, and it's getting worse and worse, and that's exactly why I think that a sort of a digital self-defense is required by the home users as well as the IT security professionals, and they need to understand the motivations of the attacker, and they need to know what the attackers are doing and what kind of tools they can use to take these things apart if necessary and understand more of the attacks, what is the specific feature of an attack and so on. So I hope that this is going to be a growing field within the IT security. I hope that there will be more and more professionals who actually can conduct some sort of malicious code analysis and help us to fight on the daily basis against these attacks.
So what next for you, Peter? You've put this book together, a well-laid-out book, some excellent graphics, and our listeners, I think, will get a really good idea of what happens with a virus or worm attack. But what do you do now? Do you take a break?
Personally, I can't take a break. That's a problem. I wrote this book over the weekends during the last year because I didn't have a single minute.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to vacation for some time.
Uh-oh.
So there is no vacation in security, and especially not for me here. So we are on the top of this, and this is going to continue. So,
well, if you ever want a great place to come take a vacation, Tucson is always welcome to you.
Right.
Peter, thank you so much for spending time
with
us.
Thank you very much for your call.
We want to remind our listeners, Symantec Press, the Art of Computer Virus Research and Defense. Do you have some websites you could recommend that we check out?
Basically, I have my personal homepage, and on that I will try to give updates about the growing attacks, and that's peterzor.com, peterszor.com. And also I would recommend all the security sites, including Security Focus and others that have a wide spectrum of security and vulnerability coverage, and IT security professionals really need to look into those on a daily basis, in my opinion. And if they need more information, they can sign up to a lot of alert services and so on, and they can get even much more information from us or from other security companies. I recommend that they do that on the daily basis.
Very cool. Peter, thank you so much again for spending time with us, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much. Bye.